Free.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An education activist says the basic education minister needs to clarify whether consent is still needed for plans to publish the matric results. In an interview with ENCA this morning, Sivu Egbarube announced that the NSC results will be published in newspapers in January using learners' exam numbers. In the past, they were published with students' ID numbers. The announcement came despite a ban by the information regulator from publishing the results without consent from parents or their children. The minister said that because the exam numbers are known only to the pupils, their identities will remain confidential. Gurube says that this would ensure their right to privacy in line with the Protection of Personal Information Act. Activist Hendrik Makaneta says it's a significant step towards safeguarding privacy.
We also call on the minister to address whether parental or guardian consent is still required under these circumstances. The information regulator's recent directive has emphasized that strict adherence should be complied in terms of the POPIA Act. And clarity on this matter is essential to avoid confusion or future disputes.
Makaneta says the department should consider issuing a consent form to parents or guardians as an additional layer of legal compliance. SASSA says it needs more time to establish the financial losses linked to suspected fraud within the Social Relief of Distress grant system. Two computer science students from Stellenbosch University made presentations to Parliament last month. They said they'd uncovered massive data breaches in the digital systems application process for the 370 Rand grant. Social Development Minister CCC Tolashe says their investigations have confirmed the allegations, but she says they need more time to conclude their probe.
The investigation is not yet conclusive for us to be able to say how many IDs were stolen or how much money did we lose. Hence, we went to Parliament before the Portfolio Committee and request for an extension and be given more time so that we can dive deeper and get to know those exactly fundamental issues.
Johannesburg officials say despite the current crisis, a plan's been drawn up to ensure residents receive a steady supply of water. They briefed the media this morning on the city's current water supply. Numerous municipalities are currently without the resource due to the province's water throttling restrictions. Logan Munsami is with Joburg Water.
We've stepped up our game. There's aggressive interventions that we've already started in place. Some of the initiatives are the permanent reduction of water supplies. We do that typically by, you know, throttling and closing of certain high demand areas within that area. There's also scheduled water restrictions, which we've started to implement as at 8 November 2024.
And people in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv have been forced into underground stations after Russia launched an attack on the country's power grid. The city's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, urged residents to stay in shelters early this morning. Energy officials say the attack on the power infrastructure overnight led to blackouts. There are also reports of explosions in multiple Ukrainian cities this morning. Klitschko claims air defenses have been deployed in response to the attack. Meanwhile, Russia says it destroyed more than 25 Ukrainian drones overnight. A recap of our lead story, an education activist says the basic education minister needs to clarify whether consent is still needed for plans to publish the matric results. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.